Hello, and welcome to Freedom, Rights, Equality for Everyone, or as we call it, FREE. Today's episode, The Motives of Change. We're going to be talking about, well, pretty much what the title says, The Motives of Change. I'm Johnny.
I'm Bryson.
And I'm Malachi.
So, Malachi, what exactly are the motives of change?
Well, Johnny, there are plenty of motives of change. In the past and in the present, we have seen several examples of change, whether it be the American Revolution, the abolition of slavery, and the more recent BLM movement.
Funny you mention the American Revolution, Mal. This morning I was listening to the radio when the Battle of New Orleans came on. It's a song about the Revolution and the legendary Battle of New Orleans. And so now you've got me thinking, what exactly was the motive behind the American Revolution?
Okay, obviously there are several motives of the American Revolution. We see a lot of protests and disagreements between colonists and Britain's tyrannical rule, like the Boston Tea Party. Colonists came to this new world seeking religious and political freedom. Unfortunately, when they arrived, it was just more oppression. Britain's laws assumed that citizens who strayed from the conventional religious customs were a threat to civil order and should be punished for their nonconformity. So, one could say that the underlying motive of the revolt was simply put, oppression.
Okay, thanks for clarifying, Malachi. And if we're going with the flow here, I think the next point of our discussion was abolition. Johnny, would you mind?
No, not at all. The abolition of slavery was a major part of our history. An important figure that really helped the abolition of slavery kick off was none other than Frederick Douglass. When he was in his early 20s, he became one of the most powerful civil rights speakers for the abolition of slavery. In his speech, he quotes, "There is not a nation on this earth guilty of practices more shockingly and bloody than are the people of the United States at this very hour." What Frederick means is that the nation whose founding was based on equality and freedom, whose documents state all men are created equal, is a nation of savages. Frederick then continues to go on and ends his speech with the hope that of the future, an abolishment of slavery.
So what you're saying is that motive of this change was hope. Hope for equality, hope for a better future.
Yes, Mal, I think that's exactly what he's saying. Hope is a strong motivational factor for change. Dr. King once had a dream, you know. He hoped for desegregation and equality. Some might say he achieved his hopes and dreams even after his assassination. However, if you look back only 6 years ago to the death of Trayvon Martin and its kickoff of the BLM movement, Black Lives Matter, it makes you wonder, with all the police brutality we hear about from these activist groups and news channels, were Dr. King's hopes and dreams really achieved?
Of course they were. They probably weren't as successful as he hoped, but the will behind the people pushing for change is remarkable. And I believe one day Dr. King's goals will be met.
Yeah, for sure. But now that I think about it, the other day I noticed a large group of black and white kids playing basketball at our local courts. It made me think of how MLK and his movement impacted the nation's will to struggle for that particular change. Wow, what a guy. Who knew one person could change so much over so little time? Well, I think that wraps up this episode on FREE. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you'll hear you in the next episode. Freedom, rights, equality for everyone.